This podcast is sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting, providing management and IT consulting services to higher education institutions around the world. MoranTechnology.com.
Hello, this is John Bucher. I'm the Chief Technology Officer at Oberlin College, and I'm joined for a conversation today with the Chief Information Officer for the Harvard Business School, Stephen Laster. Thanks for joining us today, Stephen.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
In a recent article you wrote, "To succeed tomorrow, IT leaders today need to address several core technology issues and challenges. Together, these issues constitute six building blocks that can form a new pyramid, one leading ultimately to higher education IT value." Could you talk a bit about these challenges and how they can be addressed?
Sure. Today, we live in interesting times in that we're seeing the consumerization of technology. And we're seeing, you know, users on our campus who are both producers and consumers of information and experiences. And never before have we had, as users, so many choices for how we consume and leverage technology for teaching, learning, and collaboration. So given the state of where we are today, the campus IT department really is taking on a new role. You know, it used to be that our job was to assemble a bunch of technologies, run them with four nines of uptime, and make them available to the campus. Today, we're much more moving towards the role of where our job is to provide a federated security model, to embrace the technologies that our students, faculty, and staff want to use, and to ensure that they have access to them, many of which, though, we're never going to run and never going to control and never, quote-unquote, offer in the old model. Looking forward, it's much more about how do we aggregate solutions in a way that our students and faculty can easily find them and make use of them, and how do we have an environment that's easily changed based on the changing nature of the world. It's a much different practice than we had, say, 10 years ago. And it requires us to have a different way of thinking and a different set of skills in our organization.
What are some of the disruptive forces in higher ed? And how can we allow higher ed to be transformed and still remain nimble?
Yeah, it's a great question. So here's my worry for higher ed. Because in addition to the role of CIO, I also have had the privilege to do consulting at many institutions over the years. I think on our campuses, we spend the majority of our time on infrastructure and administrative technology. And I think that the value proposition of that time spent is pretty low. So what do I mean? We are on our own student information systems. Do those really change teaching, learning, and research? Do those really help us graduate people who can make a difference in the world? Or if we had that time back and could spend it shoulder to shoulder with faculty, weaving technology into pedagogy, would there be a higher ROI? My thesis is that we need to spend less time on administrative technology and more time on helping our faculty and students collaborate and leverage technology for research, teaching, and learning. To do that, higher ed needs to stop running everything on each individual campus. We all have our data centers. Some of us have backup data centers. We all have our networks. We all have our financial aid, SIS, room lottery tools. And if you take the analogy to healthcare with medical patient records, right, we're seeing the consolidation of patient record systems. Well, why shouldn't there be a consolidation or a shared services model for student information systems and other administrative systems so that the individual campus's investment is reduced? Something to think about.
So like a consortium that might run a common instance of a particular ERP system.
Right. Sort. Why not embrace standards for the student transcript so enrollment and transcript data is truly portable and interoperable across campuses?
Do you think you can make that happen? Can we make it happen?
I think we're going to have to make it happen because I don't think this country can tolerate tuition rising at 5% a year. I think we in IT who spend, you know, depending on the campus, somewhere between 3 and 9% of the campus budget on technology need to figure out how to be more effective, not just efficient, but more effective. And so I think that's the challenge for us. Coupled onto that challenge is the rise of consumer choice. You know, we've seen articles over the past few years about in the corporate workplace, why does corporate technology so poor and why can't I bring my own technology to work? We're seeing that on the campus too. I actually would argue we've seen it earlier than corporate America has. Why do we provide notebooks to those schools that have notebook programs, right? Why are we filling labs full of machines? Why are we doing enterprise software licenses? 10 years ago, this all made tremendous sense, and I know why we started it. But the question is, if you were to start a higher ed institution today, would the IT group offer all the services it offers today? My argument is probably not. It would probably look very different. And I think we as members of EDUCAUSE need to really take that to heart so that the CIO and the IT organization remain a strategic asset and don't once again become a utility.
Well, let me press you a little bit on
Please.
That because I can buy into your thesis very readily. Those of us who have been in higher education many, many years, as I have and you have, and if we pull ourselves back, and we don't have to pull ourselves back very far because we know the business.
That's right.
We see exactly what you've described. And yet there are many things above us and around us, boards of trustee, for example, of small colleges, the likes of which my institution is. It's hard to get them on board. You know, they see the numbers, but the solution of, for example, running a common ERP system, which some of my colleagues now are talking about in our state of Ohio, is just far-reaching fruit. You know, it's not very easy to get there at all.
It's hard to get there, but I think we are seeing enough external pressure, even at our governance bodies and our boards, that those ideas are going to have an audience sooner than we think.
But do you think Harvard Business School would ever do this?
I think that what Harvard Business School is doing, so Harvard, for example, the schools of Harvard each historically have run their own SIS systems.
Mm-hmm.
As a first step, we're working with our sister schools at Harvard to see what would a common SIS look like. And we're absolutely taking those inquiries seriously. Harvard Business School, when I arrived, you know, bought its own internet bandwidth. You know, 6 months after I came, we joined with the schools of Harvard to share that. Will Harvard share it with other universities? I'm not sure. But even within our own ecosystem, we're absolutely looking at a shared services model where it makes sense. That's HBS. HBS is fortunate that it can fund much of its needs. But as we look at the thousands and thousands of colleges across the country, and we look at the work of Clay Christensen and how teaching is being disrupted, and we look at others who see many not-for-profit colleges, in essence, near bankruptcy, something has to change. And so IT consumes a lot of resource, rightfully so, I would argue. But I think it's incumbent that we make sure that resource is channeled to the highest and best purpose. And so if I have schools that I can partner with and we can share in the cost of an ERP, I think that's a wonderful conversation to have.
So we might conclude that it's a model that we should reach for, and yet it'll be probably easier than on some campuses and some systems than it will be others.
Absolutely.
Because of the culture and the
Absolutely. But we all remember in late 1990s when none of us could imagine the school really embracing a single LMS. And
right.
You look at, and it hasn't happened on every campus.
Or a hosted mail system out in the cloud.
Or a hosted mail system. You know, it hasn't happened everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened in a lot of places, though.
Yeah. Well, this is very interesting. I really appreciate our conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I wish you the best.
You too. Pleasure
you
talking
to you.
You
can find more EDUCAUSE podcasts by visiting our podcast page at www.educause.edu/podcasts or search for EDUCAUSE on iTunes. EDUCAUSE podcasts are now available to listen to straight from your mobile device. Just visit www.educause.edu/mobile. I'm Jerry Bain. Thanks for listening.